Rossdale Homes, with over 30 years of building experience. Rossdalehomes.com.au.
609, we got Tex Walker here this morning filling in for Roo, and Ditz. I mean, I'm still here. I keep working. Don't worry about that.
You're a workhorse, Ditz.
Oh, no, thank you.
What is Roo up to?
He's on a boys' weekend away. Every year he does this. There's about 20 blokes. They head off up the river somewhere. They do it every year and have a big weekend together.
Where have they gone this?
I won't say because, you know, there'll be chaos. Everyone will head there to see Roo and his mates.
Yeah,
but it's on the river.
Enough. Dangerous. Look out for the 20 blokes on the river.
It might be near Morgan somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but near there, but not quite.
Okay.
But it might be Morgan. All right. Anyway, let's get serious for a moment. Terrible, terrible situation again overnight in the United States. Mm. Now, you've just come back from the US. Sure, it is a safe place to go for holidays, isn't it? But I get the feeling at the moment there's more unrest since Donald Trump became president, I feel. Like, there's so many people protesting and arguing about things.
Well, you jump in an Uber or a taxi and you ask them, this is the first thing I ask. I love hearing about what they think of Donald Trump, and I reckon 90% of the people don't like him.
Is that right?
And now you wake up this morning and a former Navy officer, a 28-year-old, has shot, I think their fatalities remain at 12, and he's taken his own life. It's, and then they say he was known to police.
Mm.
And yet the gun laws are so flexible over there, and it's so dangerous.
Well, Donald Trump, every time one of these shootings occurs, which is too regular, he comes out and says, oh, but if everyone had a gun, they could have shot this gunman. Now, surely that is not the way to go.
I don't think so, no.
He's saying more guns would fix the whole situation. Yeah, he said recently that school teachers should be armed and be trained so that, can you imagine your little grade 2 teacher? Oh, yeah, she should be taught how to use a gun and have a gun under a desk so that if any madman comes to the school, she can just go bang and get involved in a shootout with the gunman. Can you think of anything more ridiculous?
What happens if she went to shoot the gunman and missed and got a student? You'd be absolutely devastated. Imagine explaining that to the parents.
You're absolutely right, but go back a step. I cannot believe he's advocating teachers get involved in a shootout with a gunman. Anyway, let's hear from some of the witnesses overnight.
We were dancing and I saw someone walk in, and then after that I saw shots go off.
He shot the front desk cashier, and then he went to the towards the office and started shooting there, and I saw the people trying to jam into the office and close the door. I don't know what happened. And then he started shooting at the dance floor.
I watched an officer get shot in front of me, and I had to help drag him to and throw him into the back of the cop car. He was unresponsive.
I want to say I'm so sorry for his family. He was a brave man to come into those shots, because it was a scary situation for everyone. It really was.
Just shocking news again out of the US. We're going to cross there a little bit later on, but I think, am I right in saying he's an ex-serviceman as well?
Ex-serviceman, yep. 28 years old, and he took his own life as well as 12 others. And they're saying that he used a smoke bomb prior to unloading with his hand pistol.
Yeah, to cause a bit of chaos, and then he came in. And they're saying he suffered what they call PTSD, the post-traumatic stress from serving overseas. So just a terrible, terrible situation over there in the US. Something different coming out of America. Steve Hawking, his wheelchair has gone up for auction. Now, Tex, what would a Tex Walker Crows Guernsey fetch these days?
Maybe $55, $60.
Come on.
How much did the wheelchair go for?
$530,000 US dollars. Can you believe this? $530,000
Who has
Stephen Hawking's wheelchair?
That's really good price.
Very good. Yeah, but he died, within the last 12 months, I think he did, as a result of motor neurone disease. But gee, that's a hefty price, isn't it? Amazing.
Would you use it or you just put it?
No. You'd wheel it around. Yeah, no, put a bit of oil on the wheels, Tex, and get yourself around the city for sure. Yeah.
Well, you never know.
That might be the dumbest question you've ever asked,
what?
I think.
What happens if it's someone in a wheelchair and it's an upgrade?
They could probably get one for $100, not $500,000.
Yeah, but Steve Hawking was in it.
Fair enough.
You just never know.
All right, fair enough. Hey, tomorrow, the big, big day in Adelaide. We need to warn everyone. The streets will be blocked off and closed.
What time?
The Christmas pageant. Tex, you're going to be a dad soon. You need to find out all these things. I can see you in a couple of years' time getting up on a Saturday morning in November.
Do you get a tap on the shoulder for that day to dress up in the big red suit?
I thought you meant at home. What are you talking about?
To dress up in the big red suit and put the white beard on and... I hope there's no kids listening.
Come and sit on Santa's lap. Yeah. Yeah, come on.
You'd said it really well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, right. Yeah, but look, it's so unique to South Australia. Growing up in Broken Hill, were you aware of the Christmas pageant or not? Do people come down from Broken Hill for it?
Yeah, a lot of people come down from Broken Hill. We have our own back home, which is pretty...
Do
you? Cool, yeah. But it is, since being down here, what's nearly 12 years, it is very iconic to South Australia.
Yeah. How many months pregnant is Ellie?
Oh, 20-odd, 22, 23.
Oh, you're all over it then.
23.
Right. Weeks.
Weeks. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope she's not months.
No. I'm just suggesting that soon. No, give it soon. This will be you. You'll have to get up early because you've got to get there real, real early. Huge crowd. Your little kids need to get the best spot.
What time are we talking?
Oh, get there at 7 a.m.
What?
You do? I'm not joking. People get up real early to get the best vantage spot. I remember as a little kid having to wait forever for Santa to come along. So this will be you soon, in a year or two. Hey?
Scary.
Sex walker, a dad. Who would have thought?
On Triple M's Ruined It for Breakfast, it's comedian and five-star jerk, Lawrence the Moon Man Mooney.
It's Lawrence Mooney!
Oh, g'day, Moons.
Good morning to you, Didson. Good morning to you, Texan. Lovely to have you in for Roo.
Good morning, Lawrence. How are you, mate?
I'm on top of the world. It is Friday. I can't wait.
What are you going on for the weekend?
Well, I've been invited to a young man's bucks night. And I've had to decline because I can't go along. But I sent him a text saying I would be more than happy to douse your balls in mercurochrome and tie you to a boom gate.
Right.
And he got back to me saying, what is mercurochrome? So that's where the generation gap starts. Now, Tex, as a young man, do you know what mercurochrome is?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Well, okay. It was something when Ditz and I were kids, if you cut yourself, yeah, it was an antiseptic that your parents would dab on you. It was red, and so all kids had red knees or red elbows, and as it was a tradition on Bucks nights, you'd get the buck drunk and then do that to his genitals, so on his wedding night, they were bright red.
Oh.
As some kind of, you know, it's a beautiful tradition.
Yeah, because we're not childish at all, us blokes, are we?
No, but really and truly, hasn't it changed completely now?
Yeah.
Gone is the... adult female entertainment, any form of strip show. It's all blokes go out to dinner and they might even go have a round of golf or go bowling or do something wholesome.
Yeah, I always enjoy
like Dungeons and Dragons. What has gone wrong with the youth of today?
Watching a bloke walking up and down Hindley Street with a ball and chain that they've locked to his ankle and he's got to carry the thing around. Yeah, I mean, God, that's a belly laugh. Seriously.
Yeah. Or the you get the buck blind. It's like, okay, mate, let's go home. We'll get the train. You're sitting on the train as it pulls out. All your mates jump off because the train's going to Sydney.
Yeah.
And that's right. He wakes up in Sydney.
Yeah.
That is a beauty. Yeah. So, yeah, times have changed. And I think that we're poorer for the experience that men are getting married with eyebrows now. Remember, you'd also shave your mate down.
That's right. Tex is giggling because he obviously still does that. Yeah.
Still does.
So, Tex, you're not a married man, are you?
I'm not, so I've got this to come.
You've got this to come, yeah. We'll make sure that all of those things happen on your bucks night. Mind you, you are a massive unit. You'd be hard to gaffer tape to a boom gate.
Yeah. No, I won't be getting gaffer tape. I'll guarantee you that.
All right, okay. Moons, what else is happening in your life?
Well, Sunday is Remembrance Day, and I'm starting a campaign to say this should be the new Australian Day. Of course, you know, January the 26th has become controversial and for, you know, Indigenous people a hurtful date. So November the 11th is the date that I'm saying because three things happened on that great day. The armistice, the end of World War One, so we call it Remembrance Day.
Yep.
The Whitlam government was sacked in the dismissal way back in 1975.
Right.
And it's the day on which Ned Kelly was hanged. The 11th of the 11th, 1880.
I didn't know that.
Young man at the age of 24. So there's some iconic Australian things that we can throw at you there.
Now, it's also my wife's birthday. There you go.
Is it really?
Oh, there you go.
And that's how I never, ever forget it, because it's on Remembrance Day.
Yeah, that's right. You can't can't forget that.
No.
And finally, guys, I've... you know when you're on the computer and you're just having a look at the internet and all of a sudden there's ads popping up and you're going, well, you know, I know that there's lonely women in my neighbourhood, but why are you reminding me of it?
Yeah.
well, I've been getting a pop-up ad recently that I'm finding a little bit offensive. and it's the Depends Easy Fit underwear ad for bladder incontinence.
Right.
It's like, what part of my algorithm told the internet that I'm suffering from a lack of bladder control?
Yes. Yeah, someone knows something.
Anyway, they're very comfortable, and when you go to the footy, you don't have to get up and go to the toilet, so that's right.
That's right.
Perfect.
And where can I get some? Thank you. Hey, good on you, Moons. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, you two, too. Well, see you later, Adelaide.
Yeah. Hey, Lawrence Mooney.
What a goal!
Ruin Dits Overnight Sports.
There aren't many guarantees, but here's one. The Pier Hotel at Glenelg is all new and absolute waterfront.
Yes, Dits Australia will be out for redemption in the one-day series as they take on the Proteas today in Game 2 at Adelaide Oval. The Aussies have lost 17 out of their last 19 one-day games. So,
have they really? 17 of 19?
Yep, and hopefully we've got two local boys, Alex Carey and Adam Zamper, in the team this afternoon. Play gets underway at 1:50 this afternoon at Adelaide Oval, as they're hoping to get around 20-odd thousand. And we'll now go to Aaron Finch and see what he has to say.
It's not like we've been really successful over the last few years and we've got a settled, balanced side going into that next phase. So, I'm sure that there'll still be a little bit of jigging around. It's not ideal to shuffle the batting order around. It's not ideal to keep chopping and changing players, but we're still searching for the answers.
Tex, I had a discussion with Rue yesterday about this, that the turmoil in Australian cricket at the moment, we always talk about this in AFL as well, that, you know, leadership is so important, but right at the top, like we always talk about if you've got a great chairman and a great board and good CEO, I mean, are you a big believer in that? If things are not going well off the field, it can transfer onto the field, can't it?
I think so, yes. Yeah, very much so. And obviously the last, week they've lost the chairman.
Mark Taylor.
So they've got a bit of instability at the top, but... Mm. It's only a bit of a curvy road that they're going through at the moment. Hopefully for Australian cricket that it's not too far around the corner with a bit of success.
Mm. All right. What else you got for us?
We've also listened to what Craig Goodwin, Adelaide United star, has to say.
I'm really excited. It's exactly what I've been working for since I came back, and it's a really good opportunity for me to get in there and show what I can do.
He's on fire at the moment, so he's been added to the Socceroos squad. That's what he's talking about there. They're going to play some friendlies against Korea and Lebanon. Who's your favourite Lebanese soccer player, Tex?
Yep.
Right. Now, let's move on, shall we? The Adelaide 36ers meet the Sydney Kings tomorrow afternoon at the arena here in Adelaide, and the Sixers need a win. Their last week or two hasn't been that flash. This is good news. Port Adelaide legend Jack Cale is among seven greats who will be inducted into the SA Sport Hall of Fame next Friday. I can't believe he's not already in there. 10-time premiership coach. He's a 4-time premiership player himself. He's done absolutely everything there is to achieve in the game. Some of the others to be inducted, this is all great news. Anna Mears, Grant Schubert, the hockey player from the Riverland. We've got Wendy Schaefer and Johnny Letts as well, the punter's power, one of our absolute favourites here in South Australia. So they'll all be honoured next week, which is fantastic. Now, Tex, you listen to the show, don't you?
I do.
Yeah.
Very much.
And you're a regular on Tuesday mornings normally. Well, believe it or not, there are some highlights.
What?
Yeah, the week that was. Let's have a listen.
The top five things we've learned on Ruin Dits this week.
Number five, we tried to speak to comedian Lawrence Mooney, but learnt he must have had a massive bender the night before and wouldn't answer his phone.
6:18 on this Friday morning. Hello, Moon Man.
Okay, Lawrence, haven't got all day. Let's move on to number four.
We learnt that Scott Morrison is un-Australian.
ScoMo, I'm accusing him of being un-Australian. Oh. Our Prime Minister, un-Australian.
ScoMo's Spotify music playlist was released to the public.
There was 149 songs on it.
Yeah.
Only one Australian song.
Stone the flaming crows.
How can he be un-Australian? He talks like an Australian.
Fair dinkum. Fair dinkum. They've got to be fair dinkum about it. By being fair dinkum.
This is the sort of stuff he's into. Let's have a listen. Bit of Madonna.
Oh, beautiful.
How about an Australian playlist by our Prime Minister that actually is Australian?
Well, a bit like yours.
A bit like this. My all-time favourite. Rack off Normie.
You and your mate.
Rack off Normie.
I know what you're after, but I'll put you straight. I'll smash your back window with the crane like a rock.
So rack off now before I doom a block. This is the stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, Dits. Madonna's sounding pretty good after that song.
Let's see what Australian songs the people suggest.
Mitchell Park, g'day, Adrian.
The Rodney Reed Christmas song.
Yes.
Stick your Christmas up your ass, ho, ho.
Now, Rodney Rood's on Bob Catter's playlist.
Absolutely 1,000%.
Back to the calls.
Pennington. G'day, Antoinette.
I believe the best Australian song is True Blue.
Oh, John I cried to this song too.
Hey, True I Blue. Cry every single
Here
time.
You go. Is it me and you? Oh, I'll be listening to this,
is it
this
and
weekend.
Dad?
Is it Mum and Dad? Is it a cockatoo?
Is it a cockatoo? Is it a
cockatoo? Ruined its love a cockatoo.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's check to see if Lawrence Mooney can answer his phone.
Hello, Moons.
Sorry, Moon Man, you snooze, you lose. Moving on to number three. We learnt about a very bad dog.
22-year-old Scottish man. He's got an English bulldog that bit off his testicles.
Excuse me?
Well, he coated his testes in peanut butter.
Why would he do that? Why didn't he put it on his toast?
Well, I think he wanted the dog to have a little lick or something, I suppose.
Are they getting intimate?
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Right.
Gives a new meaning to doggy style, doesn't it?
Oh, shit. That's a bit different. So the dog chomped them off.
Yeah, as a rule, balls up.
It's important when you train your dog to fetch a ball, you train them to drop the ball as well. Drop it. Drop it. Okay, surely Lawrence Mooney can answer the phone by now.
Hello, Moons.
Come on, you stoner, pick up.
Let's move on to number two. We learnt about the Telstra outage that meant we couldn't track criminals.
We had crims on the run.
133353 if you have had to wear a ankle bracelet.
An anonymous fella called up to let the boys know all about it.
I'm on parole, not home detention, so I can come and go as I please, but they're just monitoring my whereabouts.
How long did you have inside?
4 years.
What'd you go inside for, if you don't mind me asking?
Nah, I don't mind, just theft and other sort of that sort of related offences.
You must have stole a fair bit to get 4 years.
yeah.
And then suddenly, Roo and Ditz turned into parole officers.
What do you reckon the chances of you reoffending again are?
They're low.
Not zero.
Hang on, zero or low?
It's very low.
Very low.
I mean, I've done my time.
I'm going to ask you again until we get to zero. You said low, then very low. Now, is there a chance you can hit us with zero or not?
Yeah, look,
it's close.
Yeah, zero. There's zero chance, really. I mean,
we got it.
Well done, mate. You are now free to rejoin society. Please don't steal anything. And the number one thing we learned this week is that Roo and Ditz need more publicity.
What's his name?
People just don't seem to know who they are.
Really is one of the most recognisable names.
Who are you?
First, it was comedian Fiona O'Loughlin.
Who's this?
My name's Ditz.
And you've I'm Roo.
And you got Roo here
how
as well.
How are you, Fiona?
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good. Now, you ready to go?
Ditz and Roo.
Yeah.
That's right, Fiona. Not what this lady from overseas thought.
And the girl from England is saying she's found a great new breakfast radio show called Rune and Tits.
Rune and Tits.
Rune and Tits.
Even locals like Wendy get confused who they are.
Thought we'd head out to the Paraka produce market. There we've got Wendy Helps on the line. Good morning, Wendy.
Hi, Tits. How you going?
Even the voiceover people doing promos for the show get confused. Ruined Ditz promos, take one.
Mark Ricuccio? Mark Ricciuto. Am I supposed to know who that is?
Yeah, Mark Ricciuto. 8-time All-Australian Crows captain, won a premiership, rising star in 93, 3 showdown medals, captain of the Italian team of the century.
Okay, Mark Ricciuto.
Ruined Ditz promos, take two.
Ruined Ditz for breakfast.
Mark Ricciuto.
Mark, is that prosciutto?
Ricciuto.
Yeah, he's not an Italian dry-cooked ham, is he? Get some more publicity, boys. Anyway, let's check in on Lawrence Mooney.
We got technical issues here.
Oh, the lightning's causing lots of issues
here.
Are
you there, Moons?
Hello, I can hear you. Yeah, I'm here.
And we're all out of time.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined Ditz this week.
There you go, Tex. Worth listening to, I would have thought.
Wowee.
Who on earth, what you've got to say.
Who on earth would put peanut butter on their down below and let their dog just...
Listen, give it a go and report back, all right? Let us know. If you haven't done it, just try it once. Anyway, that's the week that was here. Ruined Ditz with Tex Walker this morning on Triple M. 104.7 Adelaide's Triple M. Tex Walker with us this morning. Ruined Ditz here. Let's head to the US, Tex. Again, another shooting overnight. Mm. I said to you earlier this morning, you know, Donald Trump's answer to this seems to be, I'll give everyone a gun. Give people more guns. I can't believe this is going to fix these problems.
I'm with you, Ditz. I don't understand it.
No, let's go to Channel 7's US correspondent, Ashley Mullaney. Ashley, welcome once again to Ruined Ditz on Triple M. Please tell us, what happened in LA overnight?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, that was an interesting point you made. It's about, you know, are more guns the answer to ending gun violence? I believe there was a guard at this bar last night in Thousand Oaks, just outside of LA, when a gunman stormed the bar and shot dead 11 people. He turned the gun on himself. We're hearing harrowing stories of what happened in there, you know, patrons smashing windows with bar stools to try and escape. It appears that this gunman may have been a former Marine, highly trained to use these sort of weapons. I think he had a handgun, but you know, it's just a terrifying situation for those, mostly college students that had gone for a night out and faced this. So there was a police officer that was the first to storm the bar and he was sadly shot and died in hospital. So again, less than 2 weeks after we were talking about Pittsburgh, we're here again. I'm in DC at the moment. Where the president put out another statement, thoughts and prayers, but really, is anything going to change? Sadly, I don't think it will.
No. Ashley, I asked you this question only a day or two ago about when you're out and about and you're talking to Americans, you know, you do get a feel for what they think. Are they a gun-toting sort of society in that, you know, friends that you mix with, I mean, we're talking about level-headed people here. Do they seriously believe that, gee, every single person should have a gun in their handbag? I mean, is this the solution to all of this?
You know, it's just such a different culture, isn't it? I think it's difficult for us to sort of understand. I mean, it's one thing going to a Trump rally where these are right-wing red states supporting the president and wholly behind the Second Amendment right to bear arms. It's not even a question for them. I mean, they proudly turn up in their NRA T-shirts, NRA shirt. Caps at these sort of rallies. I think I might have said to you, you know, wearing a T-shirt that says "Keep calm and carry." This is part of their culture, and they wholly believe that they have every right to carry a gun. Interestingly, I was chatting to an actor who I won't name now, but a fairly high-profile actor, while I was doing a movie interviews, just sitting off the sides, and we were talking about gun control. And I was surprised to learn that he had a gun in LA. Up with guns. It's just part of growing up for him. And I think it's just difficult sometimes for us to quite grasp or understand. But there has to be a discussion about it. There has to be a discussion about the sort of weapons that you can so easily access here in America. I mean, the fact that you can go and buy at 18. An AR-15 semi-automatic gun. I mean, they are high-powered weapons that were designed for warfare. And as far as I'm concerned, really don't serve much of a purpose other than to take lives.
Yep.
Ashley, can you see the gun law changing anytime soon?
Well, I think it'll be interesting to see how things play out in Congress now that we have the Democrats in the House of Representatives. Gun control was a major issue heading into the midterms. You know, you would remember the kids from Parkland. They were really outspoken, having gone through a massacre at their school, and they rallied so much support amongst young kids. But I mean, it's going to be an uphill battle for them because the NRA pumped millions and millions of dollars into political parties here in the United States. So they have a powerful voice. And I think that's going to be something that'll be difficult to overcome, not just the NRA, but like I said, the cultural difference here as well.
Yeah. Ashley, just before you leave, go on.
Oh, I'll just say one more thing. I mean, one thing we hear after all of these shootings, and I heard it again this morning, was these people who have been affected, witnesses that say, I never thought this would happen to me. I never thought this would happen in my neighbourhood. You just hear it every time. And it just made me wonder, at what point, at what neighbourhood needs to be affected or whose life needs to be taken for people in Washington, for lawmakers to decide that something needs to be changed, because we constantly hear them say, I never expected it to happen here, not in a place like this.
Yep, very good point. Just quickly, I was going to ask you about the CNN reporter. Going back a day or two, we saw Donald Trump challenged again in a press conference, and he really had a big crack at CNN, didn't he? What's happened?
Oh, it was all about warfare between the president and the press yesterday. With he was quizzed on the issue of immigration by CNN's Jim Acosta. Those two have gone toe-to-toe a couple of times. And it really did escalate. There was this awkward moment where the White House intern tried to rip the microphone out of his hand. Yeah. Well, it's gone up a notch. The battle's gone up a notch even further. And probably quite an alarming infringement on press freedom here. Jim Acosta turning up at the White House, here I am now, and was told by the Secret Service he wasn't allowed in, and they took his credentials off him. The White House is accusing him of placing his hands on that White House intern. So he is the White House correspondent, CNN obviously a huge network, yeah. But the president, you know, it's definitely gone up a notch, this war. Yeah. Between these two.
The land of the free, as long as you don't rubbish Donald Trump. Yeah. Okay. Ashley, thanks so much again. The US Bureau Chief for Channel 7, Ashley Mullaney.
$1,000 is up for grabs. The pressure test is not far away. If you want to call in, ring 133353.
Good on you, Tex. 729, Ruined It's here on Triple M. Tex Walker's filling in today. Tex, you've just come back from a big overseas holiday. Where'd you go?
Ellie and I, we went over to watch one of my mates and beautiful now wife get married.
Yeah.
I was in Fiji, so we had 6 nights there.
Now, I've never been to Fiji. Do you recommend it or not?
It was a little bit more expensive than I thought it was, and they say they're on Fiji time.
Which means
they're bloody on Fiji time.
So I'll get to it when we're ready.
Yeah, about half hour for a beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you're thirsty too.
Hard to get pissed then, isn't it?
But it was nice.
That's good.
It was very nice. We enjoyed it. And then we went on to the States for 2.5 weeks. So
where did you go in the States?
We had a couple of nights in Santa Monica on the way in, down in LA.
And what's Santa Monica like?
Yeah, really cool.
Yeah.
Really cool. Right on the beach, lovely place. And then we followed on to New Orleans.
Now, I've had some friends just come back from New Orleans.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a very good experience. They said it was a very frightening place.
Wow.
What was your experience?
I'd explain the iconic Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
Ellie and I both said it was a bit like Hindley Street on steroids.
Really? But did you feel threatened? Was it unsafe or not?
Oh, we didn't want to walk around at night. But we enjoyed it. We went on an alligator tour.
Yeah.
And they're mad over there. They ski in the swamps where the alligators are.
Is that right?
They ski.
Well, it'd make you a good skier. You wouldn't fall off.
No, you wouldn't.
No
way. You'd have to do a dry start and dry finish.
Just keep going. Yeah, that's right.
And then we had a week in New York, which was unreal.
So you like New York?
Yeah, we loved it. Ellie didn't want to come home.
Really?
And then we had a bit of a different experience in San Francisco.
What do you mean?
We stayed just near Union Square, and the hotel chains there, they're protesting at the moment because they're not getting paid enough.
Right.
So we literally had to walk out of our hotel every morning from 7 a.m. till 10 p.m. at night. They were protesting with water bottles. They were using them as drums, horns, whistles, and they were protesting because they weren't getting enough money.
That'd be nice if you're trying to have a sleep.
For 4 nights.
Wow, 4 nights they protested.
They'd been
but it's interesting in America. I mean, it's well known that in the hotel industry, you don't get paid well. It's all about tips, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about tips over there, which is, it's sort of sad because I think they only get paid $10, $12 an hour, which is not much.
No.
But all in all, we had a great time. New York was unreal. And
so the old footy trip days are definitely gone. There's a lot of people, like what you did, you go away with your wife or your partner. So, no real Crows footy trip? Or
no, we didn't really have a footy trip this year.
Mm.
We thought we might have gone a little bit further this year, but a little bit further and play some finals, but it wasn't to be, Dits.
Right.
So
all right, but yeah, the days of the whole team going off somewhere just doesn't happen anymore.
I think
anymore.
So, yeah. I think all the gone? Days are gone.
Yeah, right. Now, when do you start training?
Monday week.
Monday week.
Yep.
All right, and the young blokes started this week, so they get a couple of weeks head start.
They did, yeah. Get a couple of weeks into them and get them fit and strong, and we'll come and jump on the backs of them and try and hold on.
Yeah, all right, they'll carry you.
Yep.
Right, for the season.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
Good on you, Tex. Tex Walker here, filling in for Roo this morning. 7:45, Roo and Dits on Triple M. Tex Walker filling in with us this morning. Now, Tex, you had an interrupted sleep last night. What happened?
I did. You know those, you say, oh, I'll do this when this happens, or if someone broke in, I'd do this.
We're all tough, aren't we, and brave.
Yeah.
If anyone ever broke into my place, I'd be, I'll front them.
Until it actually happens. And we've got a friend that stays, she commutes down from Victor and stays once a week or once every couple of weeks. And Ellie and I'd forgot that she was staying last night.
Right.
And it was about 11:30, 12 o'clock, and a couple of lights went on.
Ooh.
And I was dead to the world. And then we heard a couple of footsteps around the house. And then I just got this grab on my arm from Ellie.
Mm.
And Ellie said, there's someone in the house.
Mm.
So I woke up and then I just froze.
Mm.
But I've always talked a tough game. I'd get up and I'd do this, I'd do that. And I froze and then I kept going.
Right. And Ellie's, Ellie going, get out there, go on.
She's like, you need to go out and have a look. I'm like, I'm not going out there. There's no way I'm going out to have a look who it is.
Yeah.
And then it clicked who it was, and I went back to sleep. But still had a bit of an interrupted sleep. Don't worry about that.
But I'm with you. When that moment arrives, it's hard to be brave. It really is.
My heart rate went through the roof.
Yeah. I came home once with my wife, right, and back door's wide. Yeah, a house where you pull your car into the back and you can see the door. We've gone into the carport and the back door's wide open and the lights are on. And I've looked at her and I've said, we locked the door, didn't we? She went, yep. I didn't leave the lights on. No, I didn't either. And I've gone, oh, no. So anyway, same thing. I've gone, oh, I have to go in here, obviously. And I didn't want to. And as we're walking in, funnily enough, there was a tennis racket by the back door. I don't know why, because we don't play tennis, but there was a tennis racket there. So I've picked it up and I'm creeping along. And as it goes, the story, so the bathroom door leading off of our kitchen's closed. And I said, well, that door's always open. And so she goes, he's in there. And she's yelling, he's in there, he's in there. And I'm going, well, you shut up. And as I'm trying to creep up to the door, and I don't want to go into this bathroom. I'm thinking, oh, my God. And as I'm just about to grab that, she goes, go on, hurry up, get in. I'm going, well, you shut up. Like she's yelling at the top of her voice. And I've never been so scared in my life. And because I'm there in front of her, I have to be brave. So I've opened the door and I'm absolutely packing it. And it turned out there was just no one there. And we'd obviously not locked the back door correctly. And the wind had blown it open or whatever. So in the end, nothing. But I'm with you. When you're confronted by that, I was absolutely pooping myself.
You do. Talk a tough game, but when it actually happens, it's a different situation.
Yeah, I know. How do we overcome this pathetic fear?
I don't know.
Fear? I know. Hey, 133-53, have you been confronted? Or have you had a similar situation? Like, what are you like when you're confronted by someone in your house like that? It's unbelievable. 133-53. I know. Hey, for our best caller, I'll tell you what, we can send someone off to see Kiss. Can you believe this? This is a double to go and see Kiss on their end of the road world tour at Cooper Stadium. It's next November, so you've got to wait a while. You've got to sit on these tickets. But give us a ring. Have you had a home invader? What have you done about it? How brave are you? 133-53. Help us out because clearly Tex and I are cowards. 7:53, Tex Walker here filling in for Roo.
Yes, Sylvia from Happy Valley. Tell us about your story.
No, we've got Christy from Sturt. Sorry. Let's go to Christy. Hello, Christy.
Sorry.
Hey, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good, thanks. What happened to you, Christy?
Many years ago now, I had a little room out the back of my mum's house.
Yeah.
It was a warm night, so I had the door open, just the screen door locked. Mm. I heard the side gate go. And I thought, oh, must be time to get up. Turns out there was a bloke walking up the side of the house.
Oh.
So I thought, well, I've got my phone. I can call the cops, whatever. So he walked around to the back tap and had a bit of a drink, and then I saw his hand reach for the door.
Ooh.
So I just said, hey, mate, what's up? What are you doing? And he said, oh, no, just looking for a smoke. I said, oh, don't smoke, don't have anything, can't help you. And he said, no worries, took off over the fence, so called the cops. Don't think they found him, but it was just lucky he never actually went into the back door because the back door was open, so I could get in and out of the house. And my mum and younger sister were in there, so.
Jeez, how cool, calm, and collective were you?
Well, wow. You got to react, mate. You got to protect those around you.
Wow, hey.
All right. Thanks, Christy. A bit calmer than what I would be, no doubt about that. Who you got there, Tex?
We've got Chris from Hallett Cove.
Morning, fellas. A while ago now, I was lying in bed. Something woke me up. There's a silhouette next to me, standing right over the top of me, next to me. So I sort of done the trying to work out what the hell was going on. Worked out close enough to grab, so I've worked out where the chest area was and just done the quick grab and drag towards me to belt the crap out of it. Next thing I hear, Dad.
No.
She was just seconds away from getting absolutely pounded.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Yeah. Lucky you didn't. All right. Thanks, Chris. More calls in just a moment. 133353. Tell us about your intruders. 758 text. We are talking about home invasions because you thought you had one last night.
Yeah,
and you pooped yourself. When it all, when it came to the crunch.
I froze.
Big text froze.
Froze.
Right, are you on the line?
We'll go to Dana from Andrew's Farm. Dana, welcome.
How you going, guys?
Good. What happened to you?
So I was sitting in the lounge room with my brother one night, and we looked at each other. We had this almighty bang coming from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're home on our own. We're thinking, oh, my God, what's happened? And I've sort of looked at him and I've gone, well, you're the big tough guy. You've got to go and look. And he's gone, no, you're the oldest. You've got to go and look. And so I've said, well, he has a pet, but he had a pet bird at the time and I'm petrified. And I've gone, well, what if it was the bird cage or something like that? And he's gone, oh. So he's poked his head around the corner. He's gone, no, it's not the bird cage. You go look. So I've gone to investigate, and it was a bottle of Coke that Mum had put in the freezer the night before. That had
forgot to take it out.
How old were you?
We're about 21 and 22.
Hey, listen, I understand. As I said, we're both the same. We understand fully. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah.
We all think we're brave, but when it comes to the crunch, all right, who you got there, Tex?
We got Vince from Paradise. How are you, Vince?
Hey, boys. How are you?
Well, yeah, good, mate. What was your story?
I'll start by telling you, you had to be there, all right?
So okay.
I don't know if it'll come out the same way, but I get home one night from a walk and the missus looks like she's seen a ghost.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on? She's like, there's a snake in the room.
A snake?
There's a snake in the room. So, mate, I'm telling you, I've just about got it running down my legs at the moment, all right? And so we are literally in the corridor. The spare room door is shut and we're literally in the corridor yelling at each other, working out a battle plan. It's me, the missus, the dog, absolutely cacking myself. We literally are sitting there for about 15, 20 minutes working out how the hell I'm going to attack this room. So I've got boots on, I've got gloves on, I've got a shovel in my hand. Get up enough courage to open the door.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm looking and she goes, there it is. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, so there's a piece of bubble wrap there on the ground, and she's trying to tell me that it looks like shedded snake skin.
Oh, no.
And this went on for about 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
You know.
Oh, gee whiz.
Bit of bubble wrap got you.
Oh, yeah. Gee. All right, thanks. Vince. Let's go to Karen at Clearview. Hello, Karen.
Good morning. How you going?
Good. What happened to you?
Hey, one night we'd been to Sky Show and there was about 20 people had come back to our place, you know, as you do, after Sky Show drinks.
Yep.
And we're all in the backyard having a fat fun time. Kids are inside. I walked inside because I'd forgotten to get somebody's drink and there's a guy standing in my kitchen. I thought,
what?
Who are you? What are you doing here? Yeah. Had my handbag in one hand and a beautiful bottle of scotch that I'd been given as a birthday gift that night. And I just went, right, which one do I get? I grabbed my bag because it had tickets for different concerts and my phone and my purse and everything in there. I thought, no, I just started yelling, no, 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 you're not having that. He ducked around me and out the side gate, which I chased him to the front yard. And then I realised, I just thought, no, this isn't right. It's pitch black. The guys in the backyard said, oh, Karen's going off at the kids again. What's going on? They come running because my husband said, no, that's not her yelling at the kids. That's different.
Yeah.
They chased him down the street and he jumped in a car. And apparently they'd tried just about every house in the street.
Oh, wow.
My front yard was full. It had 6-7 cars in the front yard.
Jeez,
and
game.
I just thought, how brazen.
Yeah,
he jumped through the side gate through a side door that was unlocked. And
so you don't know
what you do in that situation.
No.
I didn't touch him, no.
No, you didn't catch him in the end?
Oh, sorry, no, no.
All right. Thanks, Karen. No, good on you. Let's go to Grange. Hello, Luke.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Luke. What happened to you?
Oh, this was many, many, many years ago. I was about 10 years old, and I had a bit of a play date with a mate from school, and we were playing in his room, and his dad comes past and goes, someone's in our backyard. Don't go out there, don't go out there. So my mate walked down the hallway and grabbed a 9-iron. He was 10 as well. He's run out in the backyard and chased this fella across the backyard, up over the back fence. Nah.
and gave him a couple of whacks over his back, and he fell over the fence, and his dad come up to us and said, oh, that's my boy.
Oh, that's my God, you're kidding. That's incredible.
No, not at all.
He's 10-year-old kid out.
All right. Who's next, Tex?
Who have we got? Sylvia from Happy Valley. How are you, Sylvia?
Hi. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's your story?
A few weeks back, we had a really stormy night. My husband works shift, so I'm home alone with the kids. And the next thing I hear, like, this huge banging outside, and I'm thinking someone's trying to break into the shed. So I turn on all the lights, and I can't see anything, and I can still hear this banging, and it's just relentless. So what I do is I go outside to investigate, and as I'm sort of walking through the backyard, I'm hearing it, and it's louder and louder, and I turn the corner, and it is the biggest koala I've ever seen in my life.
Is that right?
Sitting on our fence trying to get away from the storm. And because this koala was so big, it was shaking the gate backwards and forwards, banging it against the other fence.
I'd put up with it banging.
You wouldn't go out there. All right, thanks, Sylvia. Hey, now Tex, who was your favourite? Because this is a big decision. We're going to send them off to see Kiss.
I like the story of the little 10-year-old that just whacked him on the back.
Luke from Grange,
9-iron.
Yeah, very brave. Braver than you and I.
Oh, very.
All right,
very
Luke from
so.
Grange, you've got a double to go and see Kiss. It's their end of the road world tour, Cooper Stadium next November. So well done, and hey, some great calls there, some good stories.
Rossdale Homes, with over 30 years of building experience. RossdaleHomes.com.au.